This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical Storm Gordon heading for the northern Gulf Coast and now expected to make landfall tonight as a hurricane. Dave Roberts of the National Hurricane Center says it's moving pretty quickly.
System is still moving toward the west-northwest, about 17 miles per hour, pretty decent clip. Now we should see some decrease in forward speed over the next few days.
With Gordon expected to strengthen, they've already issued a hurricane warning from the Alabama-Florida border to the Louisiana-Mississippi border. The Senate Judiciary Committee will today start taking up the Supreme Court nomination of Brett Kavanaugh, and the hearings are expected to run all this week. President Trump nominated Kavanaugh to replace retired Justice Anthony Kennedy, who was often a swing vote on the closely divided high court. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
One-time White House intern Monica Lewinsky saying she walked out on an interview in Israel because she had made it clear that questions about former President Bill Clinton were off-limits. The woman whose sexual encounters with Clinton in 1995 led to his impeachment was in Tel Aviv for a conference on the pros and cons of the Internet. After she'd given a speech, she was asked if she'd expected Clinton to apologize to her personally. The 44-year-old Lewinsky said, quote, "I'm so sorry, I'm not going to be able to do this." She then took off her microphone and walked off the stage. As former Vice President Joe Biden has done for years, he marked Labor Day by marching in a parade in Pittsburgh, honoring the country's unions and workers. Biden says he wasn't there to campaign for himself, as he says there's no decision on whether he'll run in 2020. Though he said when it comes to other races...
Well, every year is a political year, but this year is probably one of the most important years to win back the House for the Democrats.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
A slowing price of crude oil, one of the factors for a decrease in the price of gasoline this week. John Clemens has the latest.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us a lot of the downturn in the national average can be attributed to price decreases in Michigan, Ohio, and in Indiana, where the prices dropped 6 to 8 cents a gallon. It was those three states that pushed the national average down.
The national average has fallen 1 penny in the last week to $2.83 per gallon today. That's down from $2.84 a week ago.
That is Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com. I'm John Clemens.
Voters head to the polls in Massachusetts for primaries today as Republicans Jeff Deal, John Kingston, and Beth Lindstrom are facing off to challenge Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren in the November election. Governor Charlie Baker is being challenged by Scott Lively for the Republican nomination, and Jay Gonzalez and Bob Massey are running for the Democratic nomination for governor. And Nike chooses former San Francisco Niners quarterback Colin Kaepernick as the face of its new Just Do It campaign. Kaepernick tweeting a photo of himself with the slogan, "Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything." Nike using it to celebrate the 30th anniversary of its Just Do It slogan. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll. That's what we're committed to right here at the intersection of faith and politics. How you doing? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Steve Cortez over there, CNN commentator, former Trump campaign operative. Mr. Steve, how you doing, buddy?
I am great, Bill. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, always good to have you here. Lots to talk about from the Kavanaugh hearings, Trump economy, illegal immigration, midterm elections. Where do we begin? Well, let's start with Kavanaugh. Why not? We've got the hearings getting underway this week. What's your projection here?
You know, I think he's going to go through rather easily. I really do. I mean, I think, number one, he's qualified. But number two, looking at the politics of it, a lot of these Democratic senators from deeply red states who are facing re-election in places like, you know, Montana, West Virginia, Indiana, very pro-Trump states, I believe in the end, while they might protest a bit along the way, they're going to vote for Kavanaugh because they don't want to go home and face their voters in now just a few weeks and tell them why they rejected the Supreme Court nominee of this president. I would also point out, by the way, Bill, I believe this is so crucial to the long-term legacy of Trump, what he has already done with judges, not just at the Supreme Court level, but also the appellate level. And I believe, personally, I've said this several times and written about it, I'm not sure Trump would be president if it weren't for Antonin Scalia's death, quite frankly. And I don't mean that in any disrespectful way, because I think he was a titan of American philosophy and jurisprudence. But the fact that he died, and prematurely so, the fact that he died, I think it crystallized in the minds of a lot of folks, and particularly evangelicals, that there was the potential for Hillary Clinton to change the court for decades, you know, perhaps forever, if he had replaced Scalia with an anti-Scalia, right, with somebody who believed in just complete judicial activism. And so I think it really it galvanized a lot of what became the Trump coalition, that we had to hold the court. We did put Neil Gorsuch on the court. Now we get a chance to not just hold the line on the court, but actually start to advance the ball, because we're going to be replacing Kennedy, a justice that I didn't care for on some pretty key issues, and I think a lot of Christian conservatives would agree with that. We're going to replace him with somebody who I think is much more of a strict constructionist. And that's just, it's great news for America, great news for our movement.
And that perspective is really appropriate, Steve. The passing of Scalia, no doubt about it. And also the chess move by Mitch McConnell.
Yes. Yes, totally agree. So, you know, the court has been, unfortunately, has really robbed America in a lot of ways of our democracy. It's made decisions, you know, five people who have lifetime tenure and were never elected have made a lot of incredibly important decisions for this country, many of which I certainly disagree with and a lot of Americans disagree with. But the point is, we're supposed to iron those things out, these crucial questions, like when does life begin? I mean, what could be a more important question? They're supposed to be ironed out via a democratic process. The people are supposed to debate and persuade and argue. Instead, what the court has done really since the 60s in this country largely is remove these issues away from the people and say, we are going to tell you from on high. And I think we're going to see the reversal. We're starting to already see the reversal of that. Let's let democracy work again. And by the way, it'll let federalism work.
You know, exactly.
On that issue of when life begins, states are going to come to very different conclusions there. Texas is going to end up in a very different place than New York. And that's okay under our republic and under our Constitution.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with people deciding, look, I'd be better off living in New York because philosophically I'm more in tune with New York as opposed to the federal government coming in and stamping it and just saying, okay, daddy says this is the way it's going to be, and we federalize these issues, which should be handled, according to our founding fathers, in the local laboratories. They have the insight of the local people better than the federal government. This one-size-fits-all concept has been problematic, and it moves us further away from our liberties and what our founding fathers had intended, Steve.
Yeah, totally agree. But and that's the bad news. We've been you know slouching that way for decades.
Right.
Unfortunately, toward ever more centralization and ever less control and freedom for we the people. But now we're moving the other direction. And I think in the end, I think Trump's doing an amazing job, and I think he's going to have a fantastic legacy. Notwithstanding the constant howls of mainstream media at present day. But I think perhaps his biggest and most important legacy will be judges. Because, I think he will get confirmed Kavanaugh. So we're going to have two Supreme Court justices in the first term. And I think if he gets reelected, a decent shot at perhaps one or two more Supreme Court justices. Plus, well, all those lower level judges. I mean, they're not low level. Those are important judges.
Without a doubt. Well, certainly, as you point out here, what has been established as precedent at the federal level, in the Supreme Court, where you've got activism taking place, well, then it goes all the way down. Then these other appellate courts, they start thinking, okay, why not? Look what happens. I happen to be in California right now, and it still galls me that 8 million votes were set aside by one activist judge. And California just shrugged like Atlas. It was like no big deal. And then meanwhile, you have Nancy Pelosi and the rest of the Democratic apparatchiks claiming that every vote should count.
Right. Right. No. And, again, that's exactly another great example. You're exactly right. Another great example of, shouldn't it be up to the people through the democratic process to decide, what does constitute a marriage? Again, these are, some of the key foundational philosophical questions of life.
Yes.
And it shouldn't be up to one judge or even five judges at the Supreme Court level. So I think what we're seeing is a restoration of freedom in this country. We're certainly seeing it on the economy, which is soaring. But I think we're also going to see it in the legal sphere where elites, and particularly when it comes to the Supreme Court, unelected elites have really absconded with a lot of our power. They grabbed power that they never deserved and that the Constitution never gave them. And now we're starting to see that freedom return to the people. And I think Kavanaugh will get – and by the way, one thing I would point out that I thought was interesting this morning, I often watch Morning Joe on MSNBC, and, I do it out of penance to pay for my sins. And but, no, I really do watch it because I think it's an interesting take on, sort of where is lefty media headed for the day. And I think they often take their cues. So I try to watch in the morning. And it was interesting this morning – in the first hour or so, anyway, I'm not sure they even mentioned Kavanaugh, which is very telling to me, Bill, because I think what that tells me is they know we're going to win this one, so they're not bothering this fight,
No, I think you're exactly right. There's not a whole lot of passion there. It's kind of a fait accompli, and they want to get through this, and, not a whole lot of work left this month because, they need to get back out there, back to their home districts because we've got a midterm election, and right now the big hoot for them is that they have a good shot at taking over the House.
Right. And listen, I think I've told you on your show, I don't mean to be a nervous Nelly and I don't mean to be doom and gloom, but I will tell you, I'm nervous about the House. I'm not
nervous
about the Senate. I think the Senate is going to get actually better. It'll get more conservative, more Trumpian, more red.
Right. Right.
I think the Senate's in great shape. I'm worried about the House. I really am. I think that we can win, but I think we're underdogs right now. Certainly the polls show that, and we can't always trust polls, of course, but in general, not only are we down in the polls, the gap is widening a bit, which worries me. But more importantly, history argues against us doing well. The first midterm was disastrous for Obama, Clinton, for Ronald Reagan. And then in addition to that, I think, unfortunately, Hill Republicans, particularly a lot of the leadership in the House, and I'm speaking, I'll just name names, I'm speaking mainly about the Speaker of the House,
right.
Paul Ryan. let's face it, other than taxes, which was huge, but other than that, did not embrace the Trump agenda at all. In fact, obstructed it. And I think because of that, the Trump coalition, people like me, were not terribly excited to get out and pull that lever for, you know, your local R congressman, you know, or candidate. And I'm trying to convince people, though, they need to get excited. Even if you don't love your congressman, even if you think that he's a bit of a rhino, we cannot have the Democrats take the House because they will start impeachment proceedings. I can't pound the table hard enough.
I'm right with you on that, Steve. We got to go to break. We got more from Steve Cortez on the other side of the break. It's 15 after the top of the hour right now.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Live.
independent. That's the way you like us. And we come at you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. It's just about 18 minutes after, make it 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Steve Cortez continues with us, CNN political commentator. Steve, as you and I have discussed before regarding Trump and the whole Trumpian dynamic, as you might say, he surprised everybody in 2016. Why would he not do it again in the midterm elections? Though the projections look a little bleak, you know, who's going to save the day? Last time it was evangelicals, as you noted, and the mainstream media has done everything they can to, you know, break up that constituency. But, you know, to your point, evangelicals are holding steady with this president.
Right. Oh, absolutely. And if anything, even getting more excited about him, right? And by the way, I think confirmation of Kavanaugh this week, if it does happen, which, you know, I think we both agree it will, that can be a topic to, again, galvanize evangelical support to get people excited, even, again, even if they don't love necessarily their local congressman or their U.S. senator in their state, even if they don't love them, we need those Republicans there because we need them to carry water for the president.
Without a doubt.
Capitol Hill, even if they do so grudgingly.
Yeah, we got to send in reinforcements here. I mean, if you like what has been happening so far in less than 600 days under the Trump administration, why would you not want more of the same? And if we want more of the same and even more so, I mean, we're 4.2 GDP. What's happened with this Trump economy? I mean, it is rather robust. Why would we want to take the pedal off, you know, the metal, so to speak, our foot off the pedal?
Right. No, listen, I couldn't agree more, obviously, and small business absolutely soaring. And what I think is even better than the fact that growth is faster. That's a great thing for our country, faster growth. But what's even better to me, Bill, is the fact that it's broader, meaning the slow recovery under Obama, almost all the spoils went to the already very successful people. If you know, it was the owners of assets did great. Wage earners completely struggled. Now we're seeing the opposite. For example, people without a high school diploma have unemployment at an all-time low. I mean, those are by definition economic underdogs, right? If you don't have a high school degree, you're an economic underdog. You're a striver. Those people are doing great now. African Americans, Hispanics, small business. So it's not just faster growth, which is wonderful. It's also broader growth. And we've got to keep building on that. But, you know, one way we could go backwards would be elect a Democratic House that will get us mired in a ridiculous impeachment battle rather than tax cuts 2.0, where we can grow even further and even put more gasoline on this already, you know, good economic bonfire we've got going.
Right.
So that's what I'm trying to encourage. And I worry a little bit when I, and this is just anecdotal, but when I talk to some people, you know, Trumpian people in the, in our coalition, the deplorables, they're not excited about the midterms because they're pretty content with the successes so far.
Right.
But I'm trying to get them worried in a positive way. You know, get them
worried. You can't sit on your laurels,
right?
Without a doubt.
We can go backwards. Don't be content.
Well, and the other thing to your point here, and Peter Schweitzer pointed this out under, you know, under Obama, and this is typical of Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, the Democratic apparatchiks. What they do is they take care of their cronies. Amazing how they transfer that on Republicans and claim Republicans do it. But clearly, that's what happened with the Obama administration. Peter Schweitzer had shown that, you know, with when we were trying to get the economy back on its legs again, all that money that was put together, that was cobbled together to help, you know, small businesses and to help our economy and everything, went to those that worked on the Obama campaign. For every dollar, you'd love this deal, Steve, for every dollar they helped, you know, in fundraising for the then President Obama, they got $28,000 ROI.
Right.
I mean, it didn't go, and so those shovel-ready jobs that the president, you know, then President Obama laughed about, went to all his crony buddies, and it was like, no harm, no foul. That's really what you want? You want that kind of deep state and elitism brought back to this country? I don't get it.
Right. No, and that's exactly the cronyism that we rallied against in 2016. The American people, they know it. Even if they may not understand exactly economic theory, you know, or all the machinations of the K Street cabal in Washington, D.C., they know instinctively that they've been cheated. And they had been, by the way. And now we see the opposite. We see government, instead of handing out cash to connected people, we see government creating conditions for people to succeed.
Right.
Not picking winners and losers, but creating the conditions, and how mainly by tax cuts, and by regulatory relief. And I think that's what most Americans want. That's what small business wants. You know, when I talk to small business owners, they don't say they want a favor from the government. They want the government out of the way.
Exactly.
Stop taking all of my money and stop getting in my business via regulations. And if you do that, we can compete and win against the world and, you know, and domestically. And it's happening. I mean, it's undeniable. So to me, the two messages for this midterm, for these coming weeks, are Supreme Court, right, what we've already done and what we still can do in the Supreme Court. And then number two, the economy. And I think if we push those messages and that we can go backwards on both of those, if we're not careful, if we lose the House, then I'm hopeful that we can rally the Trump coalition, even though he's not on the ballot, that de facto he is. And let's make this his first reelection.
How critical is NAFTA?
You know, big deal there. And, you know, it was interesting. Trumka, the AFL-CIO chief, was on the air over the weekends and really, I think, grudgingly so, but praising the president.
Said, right.
This deal needed to be redone because, you know, by the way, talk about a crony giveaway. It was wonderful for the elites of Mexico, a lot of the elites of the United States, terrible for workers, quite frankly, on both sides of the border. But I mean, obviously, American workers are my priority. Right. But it needed to be renegotiated. And the president, what he showed there, this negotiator in chief that we've elected, is that we have the strong hand. I mean, you know, when he came into politics, he said America and all these multilateral arrangements, whether it's trade or military ones like NATO, we act as though we're just, you know, one voice of many instead of acting like, you know, not in a bullying way, but just in a smart way. You know, we have the strong hand to play here and we're going to demand fairness of our partners. And instead, we've always negotiated as if we have a very weak hand and we see the unfortunate results. Now the reverse of that is happening. So it's great, great news with Mexico. I expect more of that to come, more trade wins. And look, we're not asking for favors from those countries. We're asking for fairness and reciprocity.
Well, in fairness, in a win-win, so to speak, look what he did for, you know, for Mexican employees. I mean, he considered them. He didn't just put his boot on their throat and just say, okay, you guys are going to grovel to me. I mean, he cobbled something that would, you know, was in consideration of the employees in Mexico, increasing their hourly wage and benefits and that sort of thing. I'm sure the left isn't about to consider that, right?
Right. No, and listen, too, you know, talking, you know, sort of big picture then, too, if we, you know, want to get strategic about it, a stronger Mexico and a stronger Central America is good for the United States. Number one, they'll buy our products.
Right.
But number two, I think even more importantly, talk about border security, right?
Yes.
You create a lot less incentive for Hondurans and El Salvadorans to come here if we can create stronger economies there. How do you do that, though? By sensible trade deals, not ones that only reward the elites in both countries, the connected crony elites, but instead on-the-ground workers. And so that's the long-term future for prosperity. And then I would also argue security in the Americas.
Without a doubt. We've got about a minute left here, Steve. Let's talk about the president's favorite piñata, Jeff Sessions. What happens here?
Yeah, you know, look, I think Jeff Sessions is a very honorable man. I think he's done a good job on the nuts and bolts aspects of the Justice Department. But the recusal is just such a massive mistake. And the fact that he didn't tell the president ahead of time that he was going to have to do that tells me he's unfit to serve. I hope after the midterms when we have a better Senate who could confirm a new attorney general, I hope that's just the honorable thing and resign.
Well, he insists that he's not going to go away quietly. Of course, that's for right now. Maybe a lot of ego in there. But I think after everything is all said and done, you're exactly right. The president needs an AG who is on his team. I mean, it's like having somebody on your baseball team, your cleanup hitter, and he says, I'm only going to come out of the dugout once every third time that I come to bat.
Right.
It doesn't. Right. I don't see how that works at all. But I cringe every time I hear about Jeff Sessions and what Donald Trump is doing. And, you know, like I said, he's become his favorite piñata there. Steve Cortez, CNN commentator, former Trump campaign operative. Steve, as always, great to have you with us. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks, Bill.
This report is brought to you by Esurance. Extreme weather events are on the rise. Last year, the U.S. suffered 16 major natural disasters with recovery costs of over $300 billion. That's a 33% increase over 2016 when there were 12, and it's predicted that this upward trend will continue. A 2018 study by Esurance revealed that only 17% of U.S. residents feel they are personally prepared for an unexpected natural disaster. The survey also revealed that people tend to take a low investment path and that the use of high-tech home-based solutions is uncommon. Bonnie Schneider, meteorologist.
Today's technology allows people to better prepare and recover from extreme weather. You can invest in smart home sensors and alert devices, angle security systems, and Wi-Fi enabled cameras towards the street to keep tabs on activity around your home. Find an app that enables Wi-Fi calling during an emergency and keep your home inventory updated digitally for insurance purposes.
For more, visit esurance.com/insights.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Harbors along Mississippi's coastline are now being evacuated as Tropical Storm Gordon is moving closer, expected to become a hurricane by the end of the day. Owners have been told to move their boats in the Gulfport, Biloxi, and Long Beach areas, and if they don't comply with the order, they could face punishments, including a fine. Dave Roberts at the National Hurricane Center says this is going to be more of a rainmaker than a windstorm.
Because you could possibly see up to 12 inches of isolated maximum amounts.
Besides Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, and the extreme southeastern part of Arkansas are also on alert. Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren says she believes Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh poses a threat to women's rights. A confirmation hearing for Kavanaugh is to get started shortly on Capitol Hill. This is USA Radio News.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes for you to decide to trim your eyebrows.
Just a little off the top.
Slip and lop off your left eyebrow.
Oh.
And frantically try to paste the brow back on your face.
My favorite brow.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 brow-raising minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Well, Jay, it really does make all the difference when you realize that is your standing. Made in his image, a child of God, and you go forth and enjoy another day that God has made, huh? 20 minutes before the top of the hour, this portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If you find yourself among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care, hey, we've got some good news for you. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and your hospital. Huh? Makes sense, like the good old days. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, all the kids. For more information, give them a call. 855-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. They're also linked on our website at billmartinezlive.com. We were expecting to talk with Dr. Alveda King. A lot to talk to with her about, and we will have another time. She got caught in an airplane, so there was some traffic going on, and you know how that goes. And this is a live radio show, so we have to make for some accommodations. But nonetheless, there's plenty to discuss here as our Congress gets back to work this week. We've got a couple of days left in this month, not to mention of which a spending bill is going to be very high on the list. We'll see what happens there. The farm bill facing some uncertain future in the Senate this week over debate about proposed work requirements for food stamps. And we keep saying that over and over again. We did it with Bill Clinton. There's been times in our history when we tied that work with food stamps, and you know, however you feel about it, I think we just came off of Labor Day, and when you realize that labor is a gift from God, and that there's so much about you know, the idea that God gave us. I said yesterday, God gave us two gifts. He gave us, you know, jobs to do. That's the right thing, and that when we're in rhythm with that, it goes well. We feel good about ourselves. We're happier when we're working and being productive. The other part is he gave us a day of rest. Okay, those things, very critical and something to consider as we celebrated Labor Day yesterday. And, you know, and I was kind of surprised and pleasantly so that, like I said, I'm in California and there were businesses that I didn't expect to be, you know, shuttered up yesterday, take a break, but they did. And so good for them. They were able to, the employees and that, able to have a break and enjoy their families and go out there and, you know, barbecues and all that good stuff. You know, it's the way to wrap up, wrap up the season and get ready for the fall season and back to school and all that good stuff. And I did see the faces of some young kids going, oh, it's school, we're back to school. Parents on the side, you know, rejoicing, high-fiving. Hey, the kids are gone. We get to, you know, get back. It's business as usual. We made it through another summer, thank God. And so, anyway, but, you know, this whole issue of the farm bill, and this is always a problem. For some reason, Democrats just feel like they should just hand out money. And it was never the intention of our founding fathers to do that sort of thing. I mean, keep in mind that, you know, welfare didn't exist until, the late 30s, because government, again, with his federalist stamp, as we were speaking with Steve Cortez earlier, comes in and takes over and says, hey, we've got a better way. We're going to fix that problem. No, you're not. You're not going to fix the problem. You made it worse. I mean, welfare was handled at a local level. People knew what was going on, and churches were there, and the government said, nah, we don't want churches to do this, you know, that gives them too much influence and that kind of thing. And then, hey, look, if we have this indentured class that's so grateful that we give them all this money, they're going to reelect us. And, of course, you know, again, as we've been discussing here on the show specifically, the founding fathers took the organizational chart. You know, the typical pyramid chart, and turned it on its head and said, no, the elites aren't going to be a top. You know, who's going to be a top is we the people, and we're going to decentralize government. And ever since that happened, you've got, you know, central command trying to get it back and turn the pyramid upside down. And it's been upside down for quite a while, if the truth be known. That's what's been going on and why the cronies and the elites and, you know, people have been, you know, so greatly rewarded, and they were happy that that's the way it was until, Donald Trump comes in. And what does Donald Trump do? He just goes back to the original founding father principles and says, no, this is the way it should be. And you remember on Inauguration Day what he said. He said to we the people, he says, look, we're turning the government back to we the people. That was his intent. You know, and I think that was so profound and went unheralded, you know, by the mainstream media. I don't even think the mainstream media really understood what that meant when he said that. But yet they understood what Barack Obama said when he was going to fundamentally change America. And he came pretty darn close to doing that. And still, there are many who are still kind of lost in that rhetoric and that trajectory, and that we need to bring back on board here if we're going to have a true constitutional republic once again and be most effective. I mean, right now, even under this current president, keep in mind, we're not even operating with all cylinders. And we're dragging people along with us here. Even in spite of all the good things, the robust economy, we've got more jobs than employees right now. I think the first time in our history. Hispanic unemployment, all-time low, black America, you know, and I hate the bifurcation of that. I just want to look at it in terms of overall Americans, because the announcement of these separate interest groups and these separate, you know, tribal aspects of e pluribus unum, you know, divides us. It doesn't unite us. But the fact of the matter is that we all are doing better, and we can even do better yet. If we get everybody on the same page and get rid of this stinking thinking that has been going on. And, you know, but that's what the mainstream media does, because, you know, you got to have an antagonist. You know, you got to have somebody on the other side, and they've got to be, you know, cast in such a way that makes them evil. And that, to me, is what's evil about this whole deal. I mean, we do this when we go to war. You know, the other side is absolutely evil. You know, you, whatever name you want to come up with, they become associated with that name because now they're less than. And if they're less than, then they deserve to be killed, right? And eradicated. And this is what we do politically in this country, which is so, so disgusting. And, you know, and everybody says that, well, we see that we do this, and why can't we be civil? And the first people that talk about being civil are the first people that come out. Next thing you know, they're being uncivil. So go figure. That aside, you know, what did you think about the Kaepernick deal? Kaepernick now, the poster child for Nike. I know we have a little soundbite, and we may run it right to the end, but we'll cut it short. Let's play the soundbite here from Fox regarding the Kaepernick appointment.
The NFL's regular season hasn't even started yet, right? Fans are already throwing a red flag when it comes to the anthem protests. That's because Nike has teamed up with Colin Kaepernick, making the anthem protester the face of its 30th anniversary Just Do It campaign. The former 49ers quarterback writing, quote, "Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything." The endorsement deal will feature him on billboards, TV commercials, and online ads. Not only that, but he will get his own clothing and shoe line. He currently does not play for an NFL team. Kaepernick kicked off the anthem protests in 2016 by taking a knee on the sidelines. He is currently suing the NFL, claiming owners colluded to keep him off the field after he was not signed by a team following the 2016 season. Many Americans, already upset about the protests, now turning their rage on Nike.
Let's go ahead and stop that right there.
You're going to go.
That pretty much says it right there, where it is. You know, what do you think about it? What do you think about Kaepernick? You know, getting and then his claim that nobody signed him. Well, the 49ers, you know, they had him under contract till 2020. He was the one that said, look, I don't want to do this anymore. So he walked away from his contract and expected to be, you know, free agent, and people were going to pay him. And, oh, yeah, he didn't have that great a season and had been distracted. And that's the one thing about, you know, sports. You got to stay in your lane. You got to be focused on what it is that is your business. And if you fail to do that, another case in point here. And this is a big risk for Nike. We'll see what happens, see if they can turn this around. I think it has some potential merit here, but the way it's starting off may be a bit disappointing. So we'll keep an eye on it and keep you up to date. This is Bill Martinez. We've got, yes, the Good News Girl, Samantha Mao, coming up next. Stay with us. It's 18 before
we start.
Are
you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Money. 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 You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, sometimes you get those moments where you're just, your inner man, your spirit man just cries out for that which is good and righteous and, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. We celebrate those moments, and I encourage you to do more of that. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and as promised, the good news girl, yes, Samantha Mao is with us. She's got all the viral videos in hand. Another great week of scouring the highways and byways to come up with these outstanding viral videos. And Samantha, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm on the West Coast here, you know, keeping an eye on the hurricane on the East Coast as we'll be heading back east on Friday. But, you know, it seems like Hurricane, is it Gordon? Hurricane Gordon? Is that what it is?
I think that's either Gordon
or Howard. I for some reason I'm getting those two mixed up, but I think it's Gordon that is heading on the west, so the west side at this point. But you know how these things go. I mean, for the first time ever in 22 years going to Kauai, we experienced a little bit of a hurricane. It, by the time it got to us in Kauai, it was you know, more of a depression. So, but wind and took away a couple of days of sunshine there on the island. And but hey, look, you're in Kauai, so not all is lost. But anyway, so, you know, getting ready to head east.
Kind of weakened.
Exactly. Hey, this first story, a 99-year-old man walked 6 miles a day to visit his wife in the hospital. You know, when I first saw that, it reminded me of that country song from Mark Schultz. Remember that one? He was walking her home. That was just so precious.
I don't.
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
When you listen to that song. I mean, I have it on my, you know, my iPod and my iPhone, you know, and it comes up randomly. And every time I hear it, it just brings tears to my eyes about this relationship of this couple. And it takes them through life. And it first started out that, you know, when they went on her first date and how he walked her home and the dad said, don't be late and all this kind of stuff. And it was all about walking her home all the way to death. And where she's now, you know, it ends. And this is what's so touching after a long marriage and it's time for her to pass. And, you know, the caretakers are wondering, you know, he's there lying next to her in her bed. And, and the idea was that he was walking her home to heaven. Just really precious. And your story, this first story, reminded me of that. And, of course, it brings tears to my eyes one more time because that's what you do. You love doing this to me.
Well, you know what? The stories like this, sometimes people can, like, lose sight. And, you know, especially people going through difficult breakups or something like that, mm-hmm. maybe lose sight of, like, that there's true love out there that, you know, that you never know when you're going to find it. And as you said, 99-year-old Luther Younger, of all things, if you saw him, you would understand why Younger is the perfect name for him.
Mm.
He walks 6 miles round trip every day up in Rochester, New York. He's become kind of a local figure up there to see his wife, Waverly, who he says is his sweetest cup of tea. He said that she's made him a better man. They've actually been together for 45 years. He had his own children when he met her, and he said he saw her at a laundromat, and she was a beautiful woman. And he just walks up, he said, "I'm a beautiful woman. Do you have anybody? I need somebody." And she said, "I need a good man." And they've been together ever since. And, you know, he could get a ride from his daughter, Zeta. But he doesn't have the patience. And this guy, he's 99 years old, a former Marine, and he's still doing push-ups. And he starts to run on the way to the hospital, you know, when they're doing the interview. His wife, Waverly, is in the hospital. She'd been diagnosed with a brain tumor 9 years ago. And she was expected to only live 5 years. And she's actually, you know, lived the 9. And for the past 3 weeks, she's been in the hospital. And Luther's been going to see her. And, you know, that's just the kind of love that I think inspires us all.
This picture, 99 years old, he looks like he's in his 60s.
This guy's
incredible shape. Wow.
He's in better shape than he actually warned the guy who was interviewing him that he might have a hard time keeping up.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the person being, like, the reporter is like, "Surely I'll be able to keep up with this man. He's nearly 100. And he says it was tough. It was over 90 degrees that day.
Uh-huh.
Luther was running, and, you know, he doesn't accept rides. He said he just likes to take that time to reminisce about Waverly. And he's quite an amazing guy, and I'm sure Waverly is quite an amazing woman to have stolen his heart like this.
Absolutely. I like what he told the reporter. He says, "I got a wife. I don't want to wait on the bus. I want to go up there to see my wife," you know?
That's right. Don't you love that? You know, his he could wait on the bus, or his daughter could give him a ride, and he's like, "No way. It's not worth it. I love to walk." And, you know, like I said, he doesn't just walk. He runs. He runs part of the way. It's amazing.
Well, I know you will tune in, and you will check out that song from Mark Schultz. He was walking her home, and it'll grab your heart. And that's Luther's theme song for us today. 6 miles a day to visit his wife in the hospital. God bless them. That's just awesome. And of course, Semper Fi, former Marine. What else would you expect from a former Marine? I'm just saying.
That's right.
Hey, what can we tell you?
That's so true.
Hey, this next story is about a girl's reaction to finding out she's going to be adopted. Oh, my goodness. This is another one of those heart pullers.
So this story was on Good Morning America. And, you know, the video was actually of a young girl named Ivy finding out she's 10 years old. She's been in the foster care system for 3 years, and she found out that she's going to be adopted. She opens a gift, and they've got it on record. And her parents are just like, we're officially adopting you. And, you know, for her, this is the first time in years that she's had a solid footing on the ground and known what's going to happen to her next. And it's actually not just her. It's her younger siblings, Kai and Lita, who are 3 and 2 years old. You know, they weren't going to be able to be kept by their biological family. And her parents decided, you know, we want to take them. Her parents are Paige and Daniel, and they're like, we want to adopt these children. And, you know, they never expected to have all three. You know, the kind of life ended up leading it to them to this. And they said that they love their biological family. But they're going to be, you know, Paige and Daniel are going to be Ivy's parents and take care of her and her siblings. And you've never seen a sweeter video in your life. You see her open up the package and just start bursting into tears. And she just seems so grateful to know that she's got these two people who are going to be the parents for the rest of her life and love her and take care of her. And,
yeah. And this is a racially mixed family, ladies and gentlemen, that we're talking about here that is so sweet. And, and, you know, what they've done, this is not about the color of the skin. This is about content of character of a family that has love to take these three kids in to their family, to graft them in. And when you see the response of this little girl, oh, my gosh, you want to high five with her, you know?
You do. I mean, it was difficult for me, you know, just to watch, you know, how grateful. You could just see, like, the pressure kind of being released from her, because until, you know, they said the adoption had been in the works for months, but it's not official until it's official. And they waited till it was official, which was, at the end of August, and they gave
her
the gift. And
How cool is that?
She's going to be a gift to them their whole life, you know. They couldn't have asked for a more perfect daughter, and they encourage anybody thinking about adopting older children to look into it. They're like, you know, you might be scared of different things about adopting older children. We have such a perfect daughter. We couldn't imagine her being any better, and she's so grateful, and I just wish them the best.
Oh, that's great. Now, let's talk about Charlie's cooler that goes viral. Tell us about that.
So a New Jersey woman is actually keeping her late husband's act of kindness going on. Charlie Paveramo, I'm sorry, actually started this a little over 5 years ago. He saw some garbage men coming in, and they were in the heat, and he said they looked pale, and they looked like they were sweating profusely, and he just ran inside, and he grabbed some jug and some cups, and he made sure that they have enough water until they were satisfied. And then that night he went and he decided he's going to get a cooler and some ice and fill it with water and make sure that it's out there every day.
Oh.
And he actually kind of started a local thing where, you know, it wasn't just, you know, garbage truck people who were coming by. It was, you know, police officers or firemen or construction workers. And, you know, he ends up even having like Gatorade and snacks just out there for these guys every day who are working in the heat. And anybody who's ever had to work in the heat, like, you know, my dad was a plumber. I understand how hot it can be. You know, that's sweltering out there.
Yes,
and,
exactly.
Unfortunately, Charlie passed away early this year in March from a heart attack. And his wife was like, you know what, we're going to do this tradition in his honor. And she posted about it on Facebook. And now Charlie's coolers have been everywhere. From New York to California.
Oh, that's very cool.
People doing this in his honor. Isn't that great?
An act of kindness, huh? All in Charlie's legacy and his name. That is awesome. Couple's love story started with a CPR kiss. You got to tell us about this one.
Okay. So Andy Traynor and Max Montgomery actually never really knew each other before she ended up giving him CPR. They've met on Facebook. You know, Max decided he wanted to get people to do a marathon paddleboard event in New York City. This guy who's in excellent shape, he believes, you know, after training a little bit, drops from a heart attack. And Andy happened to be there, and she gave him CPR after 17 minutes. And it took him 6 jolts for them to bring him back. And now they're a happy couple going around teaching others CPR, because they said everybody has the ability to save a life.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, and this wasn't fake. He didn't fake it, all right, just to get her attention.
No,
so don't get any ideas here, all right? This just happened this way. This is the way God orchestrated this, right?
The whole thing was on video, actually. Somebody trying to film bird migration actually had happened to catch the whole thing on video, so you can check it out on your page.
Yeah, there it is. And just go to Sam's Corner. More information right there at BillMartinezLive.com. Samantha Mao, thank you so much. Appreciate it, Sam. Great job.
Thank you.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others.
cornerstone.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Healthcare reform.